Dear Freak Show, I gotta give you a backstory before my confession because I don't want to sound like a bee. My husband and I have been married for 11 years, and when we got married, he and his mom were estranged. I hated it so much that his brother and myself worked hard to get them back into a good relationship. At all that said, to show I love this woman and I even love how close their relationship has gotten. They talk all the time now, so I feel responsible for that. She relocated to Philadelphia 6 years ago to help his brother with their new twins. But now, a little older, she's decided that she wants to move back to the warm weather before winter. So after Thanksgiving, she's going to stay here with us. Now, of course, she's going to stay with us because I wouldn't have it any other way. But my plan was to help her find a place, not knowing her and my husband have already worked out a plan for her to live with us now. He knows I love his mother because I was the person who put her back into his life the way it should be. But she can't live with us, like in a house every day. My position has always been she'd be much more comfortable in her own space, whether it's down the street, whether it's across the street, or in one of the senior communities we have. We have several really nice ones to choose from. I know because I have all of the brochures. Now I'm being labeled like I'm against my mother-in-law and I'm against their family because everyone has an attitude that is driving this argument. The whole family is looking at me strange, and my husband believes that family lives with family. He said he grew up with an ill family member, which was his grandfather, in the back room of his childhood home. His grandfather even died in their house, and I can't even begin to think what that would do to me or my 16-year-old daughter. Now, I'm a Floridian, and we don't do this. We put people in homes that are beautiful, that have Florida sunshine. So am I wrong? Better yet, am I the monster that they're trying to put me out to be? And it says Jeanette.
No, I mean, who wants to live with their mother-in-law? I mean, that's okay. You should have a say on who is living in your house. If that makes you feel uncomfortable, you are allowed to have your opinion. And by the way, you can't just move mama in like that without having a discussion.
Now, is this like a nursing home situation, or is this just like a...
She's moving.
She was up there taking care of babies, so she's moving back for the warmth.
Is she sick?
She's not sick. She doesn't need, like, care or anything like that.
They ain't say no nursing home. She said senior community.
Okay, I kind of feel her on,
like, a 55
on
and up.
You know, you kind of wouldn't want your husband or your wife's mom moving in with you without you having a say.
Yeah, you can stay there for a little bit till you find a place, but you're moving eventually.
If she was, like, sick and needed care, I think that's totally different. I wouldn't put, like, my mom into a nursing home situation. That's a no-go. But to just move in with us... Because you ain't got, you know, because you're bored or something like that. I think that's something new.
Obviously, she's older. But it says she was up there helping with the twins, but she's moving back down here for the warmth. So, I mean, that's snowbirdish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, this is Sun City.
They have 55 and up communities all over the place. But also, I mean, they have the villages, so she can hang out with people like her own age.
Like, if your mom moved down here, can't she live with you?
No. My mom can't live with me. No.
Why?
She can stay there for a little bit till she finds a place, and then she can move out again. Wow. We can't do that.
Like,
no, not at all.
This is the nursing home thing and putting your mom somewhere else, I think, is like a very American way of thinking. Because, like,
if mama's sick or something?
Yeah, she's staying in the house.
Right.
If you have to put in, like, the medical bed or something like that, you're not going to, like, kick
big,
her out.
Big mama would be on the bed. Big daddy would be on the bed in the back of the house.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that's how that went down.
Oh, really?
That way back in the day.
You would walk in, and then there would be somebody in the back.
There would be a medical bed back in the back where...
For that person.
Big daddy would be back there, or big mama, or whoever.
And that's where they live.
That was their room.
Yeah, my mom's going to a nursing home.
Oh, no.
I would tell her that, too. That's like the running joke in our family.
That's an absolute no-go.
Oh, that's a big go in my family, for sure. Bye.
Reggie's on the phone. Reggie.
What's going on, Orlando and the Freak Show?
What's good, man? What you got for me?
Well, first and foremost, it seems like her and her husband did have a conversation about the mama moving down. But I don't think her and the husband had a conversation about how long mama was going to stay.
She
mentioned in the letter that mom and son were estranged. She helped son and mom get back together. So now that they do have this relationship and mom is supposed to be, how is she going to tell him not to let mom move down and stay for a while?
For real.
She's going to have a problem. Yeah, she's going to have a problem with everybody in the family because you agreed to let mom come down. Y'all should have talked about how long mom was going to stay before y'all agreed.
Yep.
That's where she messed up at. She didn't talk. How long is mama going? You got to have that plan. Now she's in a situation to where mom coming down, she got husband happy to have mom down. Now family is upset with her because she don't want mom to stay a while.
Now she get voted off the island now.
Hey, hold on. Like Mark used to say, boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
Hey, that's mama. Now, same situation with me and my old lady. We tried to get her mom to move down. She said 3 years. We wanted her to move now. So there are some people who do want to do that, who look forward to taking care of their parents when they get to that age because they have to take care. So she need to put them boots on and get to marching.
Yeah, for real. For real. And matter of fact, let me just ask you this, Reg. Do you remember anybody in your childhood in the back room on the bed, one of the medical beds or whatever?
Well, my grandmother, who just passed, I think about 3.5-4 years ago, she actually didn't live with us, but her house is about 2 or 3 miles away, and we were there checking on her every day.
Right. So, like that, it's not a foreign thing to have folks in the house as an elderly person in the house.
Most definitely.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. All right, man. I appreciate you, dude.
Y'all be good, Freaks. Y'all have a good one, man.
You too, man. Let's see here. Maverick is on the phone. Maverick!
Hey.
You got the need. For speed.
Yes, sir.
What's going on? You grew up with the whole fam in the house.
Yes, sir. So basically how it all worked for me was growing up, I had my great-grandma living with me. I had my grandparents.
Oh.
I mean, I had everybody. So growing up for me, it was normal. You know, and when it gets to my time, when my parents are at that age, they'll live with me. I won't put my mom in a home. I mean, it's how I was raised. Now, is she a monster because she don't want it? No, because everybody has a right for their opinion.
But in your household, this is standard.
In my household, yes, sir, this is standard. I mean, family's going to live with family.
That's
now,
sweet.
If they get to a point to where, like my great grandmother, she got to the point where she wasn't able to take care of herself and needed a lot more medical assistance.
Yeah.
She then went. She had to go. There was nothing we could do. It was like hospice.
There you go.
Yeah. Your house sound like Davi's house because Davi said he was fighting over the novellas.
Yeah, the TV. My grandma would take over.
Grandmama took over the TV.
Hey, Maverick, are you married?
Yes, sir.
So how does your wife feel about this, and could her family do the same thing with you?
I mean, my wife is cool with it because my wife is cool with my family. So the issue with me is I've been with my wife since I was 17 years old. So basically, when you look at it, my mom is her mom. You know
yeah,
what I
she
mean?
Knows. She knows the whole history of the family. Exactly. They know her. Yeah.
Aww.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, she's okay with it, and her family could live with me. I mean, I wouldn't be as cool with it as, you know, but it's because it's different family. And I understand when it's not your personal family, there's a different feeling about it.
Yeah, that's
And with
true.
Me, my family, it's my family. Now, her family, I would let them live. I'm not going to tell them no. It's just going to be different for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, man, I appreciate you checking in.
I appreciate it, man. You guys have a good night.
You too. I'm a good night. Yeah, well, hopefully. All right.
We got a text that says, women are very territorial. Bringing another woman in could be very bad for the relationship. He might need to find her something
else. Also depends on your relationship. If you have a dysfunctional relationship, is it going to tarnish you and your marriage? I mean, if it works, it works.
You can't be jealous of somebody's mama, though. Like, another woman in the house is another woman in the house, but a mama.
Well, if somebody's trying to take over and manipulate, I mean, if there's a past there, you got to be careful. If it's going to ruin your marriage.
How do you get to the bounce chicka wow wow with the mama in the house?
That's a good question.
You got to have a really large house.
Turn on the music.
To where your actions ain't impeding on mama. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to have a large estate almost. Like,
and who has that?
You got to be Matt Geiger with a separate pool house or something where mama
right.
got it. Because you got to be able to do you.
Yes.
So you got a healthy relationship without, you know, mama walking out with her house coat on because y'all out there in the hot tub.
Mama and
y'all
daddy
getting
did it.
Y'all getting in the hot tub? I can put on my swimming cap. y'all private? All right, well, I'm just going to go
ahead. Well, mama and daddy did it at some point while you were in the house, and they were stealth with it. So, you know, now it's payback time.
Yeah, there's no freedom left if somebody lives
So there. Ain't nobody walking around naked in the house.
No, no,
ain't nobody
nothing.
Doing nothing. It's just mama in here. Like,
yeah, you got to be at least in a robe.
You in there with the going to get the
No, you're not.
cream.
Oh my god! Like,
whoa, y'all got some pie? No, mama, go on ahead, go on in your room now. Go on now. Well, it's a lot of texts coming through saying that this is wrong, mama. Family, stay with family.
And by the way, people are calling me a monster. I know it sounds bad, but I just would want something better for my mom. That's it. You know what I mean? It just, everybody's different. Dobby would have his mom in his house. Absolutely. I would too for a couple weeks, so we figured something out. That's just how
Orlando
my family is.
Tell Meredith she's just cruel.
Man, yeah, come I know on. It now, sounds bad. It just is. Meredith.
It just sounded bad. Meredith just said, if I had a bigger house, yeah, but not this one. That's all it is. That's all that means.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.